This is going to be record time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Human Resources Committee. I'd like to call this meeting to order. It is Monday, and we are running super late. So item number two is approval of minutes from the June 6, 2022 meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Line item number three is public comment. Do I see anybody for public comment? Seeing none. Public comments is closed. Line item four, discussion of employee compensation for year ending 2024 budget to include process and next steps. And this was our main, one of our main agenda items during our retreat. And I feel like Eric did a wonderful job of presenting our challenge. And I feel like we as a council did a good job in giving you some options and telling you where we were. We left it with you. We're going to come back to us with some options. I know we talked about everything from all sorts of different paying and recruiting options and tried to be as helpful as we could. So,
Madam Chair, thank you. Members of the committee, I know we're running about a half hour behind. Mm-hmm. I think I can get us caught up rather quickly. You and I were able to catch up prior to the meeting and review some of these things. First thing I wanted to say was thank you for the feedback at the retreat. Secondly, you, members of the committee, mayor, members of council, have been there for employees as long as I've been at the town of Mount Pleasant. Most recently, during COVID, when we all endured through that, and there were discussions about, you know, if the worst situation happened, how do we keep the lights on? You were still there for the employees of this town through bonuses and making sure people were employed and paid. And then in 2021, as a reminder, you were there for the employees of this town again when you passed a wage and classification study, which brought positions up to market. The purpose of the discussion at the retreat is entirely geared to what has occurred recently in neighboring communities that we compete directly with. And I mentioned at that retreat, namely the city of Charleston. So the purpose of this and what we're looking to do and bring to you, don't have the numbers today, but bring back to you next month at this committee, and then hopefully with your guidance on to council, is an approach where we know, a twofold approach. The first is we know we're going to have to take something that supports everybody here at the town from a staff perspective. And given what's happened in the environment, inflation, and so on, things you already know about, it'll be some type of a cost of living adjustment that makes sense. In addition to that, we'll have a merit-based solution on top of that to reward those employees who perform the best. But the third part of it, and this is what we're working up right now, is not a broad fire hose type answer to what's going on around us in terms of competition. It's more of a surgical type situation where we're going through each of our pay grades. We have four there up in front of you. Each one to identify the position groups specifically that we're very concerned about. And to bring back to you those position groups, what they are, and what we think it takes to bring those that have fallen most out of market back up to market so that we can compete at a level that we're used to competing at. Police officers are one group. Certain sections of public services is another group. Many of our departments have had significant turnover over the last several years. That's been normal in the marketplace. Because of the moves that you've made in the past, we've been able to recruit back positions. So where we're at is identifying specifically the position groups that are out and bringing them back to market wage in a way that we're comfortable competing. So what does this look like in terms of process and next steps? Any information, guidance that you would like to provide today would be helpful. I mentioned Chairwoman Corley, you and I had the chance to speak about this ahead of time. Your guidance to me was very helpful. We're going to take this, We're working on the type of compensation package I just mentioned to you a few minutes ago. COLA, a little bit of merit, along with some adjustments to specific position groups, a little more surgical approach. Bring it back to you in March for your consideration. Any adjustments that you recommend, we will adopt, and then have it for the budget document that will be introduced to you and the mayor in March, and then reviewed in April. And hopefully we'll have a package that's palatable to you to be adopted for July 1.
Thank you. So is there, would, before the March HR committee, could we get something in writing just to the committee members so we can kind of be super prepared for that committee meeting, if that makes sense?
Absolutely, of course. And I plan to reach out to you in particular, Ms. Corley, and to members of the committee as these numbers start to look right. I start sharing you that with you that information immediately. I suspect in the next week or so, 10 days, you'll be hearing from me about how things are starting to shape up.
Okay. Committee members, any thoughts, questions? Mr. Rambo.
I guess my one question would be, do we not need to have a budget committee sooner than that? I mean, isn't there... doesn't some of these adjustments potentially affect other areas of the budget or other priorities, and outlining those and defining those and making decisions on those? Is that not a part of the process that's needed at this point? Or
it's an excellent question, Mr. Rambo. As of today, we believe that we, at the staff level, we can bring to you a compensation package that fits into the area that we would normally set aside for compensation. So as of right now, we don't believe anything done here will negatively impact any other priorities of council. For example, at the retreat, brought you the proposed CIP and CMP. What will happen in compensation as far as today won't impact that. Other departmental priorities in terms of contractual obligations, even accounting for inflation with the things that we purchase, we don't believe that the compensation package will affect that. So feel very comfortable that this will be one component that'll stand by itself, and that will fit nicely into the total budget package. Okay.
Thank you. Ms. Whitley, anything? No. All right, then. I think we are done. So plan moving forward, March HR committee, you will have something that we can, as soon as you get some sort of clarity with the surgical view on the budgeted increase, you'll share it with us. And we will, so we're not bringing anything to council. It's just coming back March HR committee.
Correct.
All right. Well, nobody else has anything else? And the next thing is to adjourn. So thank you very much. We're adjourned.